what I'm being told is because the bypass route would be extensive, and so you know, basically we'd probably have to either send people up through Branson on Route 76,
right,
or send them down into Arkansas. So yeah, right now we are in the process of hiring consultants to do the engineering for us, and we're just doing scoping and the initial environmental. But what we are telling them is to look at, you know, which side of the existing bridge do we need to go to, and what type of alignment do we need to look at.
Because there's no room down there to. It's going to be a difficult task.
Yes, it is going to be a challenge.
Do you have a traffic count on Long Creek Bridge?
Off the top of my head, no. But I know in that area we're right around 5,000 ADT. I'm going to be off by some, but I know it's somewhere in that range, I'm pretty sure.
So about the same number that they're looking at on 76. Okay.
Depending on where you're at on 76, I mean, our numbers really vary on 76.
Well, I was thinking when we were working on the Coon Creek, they were anticipating how much that would alleviate.
Yeah, I would say that in that area, our volumes on 76, like coming out of, coming through Kirbyville in that area, I think they're, between 5,000 and 6,000 is right where we're at.
That's the only way to get through there without probably adding 45 minutes to your commute.
Yes, it is.
That's the big thing there for Clearwater Acres and that. Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's going to be an extensive and expensive project, the two E's.
Except by boat.
Yeah.
Except by boat.
And that, you know, we joked about that, and it's like, well, yeah, maybe somebody can come up with a good ferry system and take people across. So I'm not sure where you would do that. We've had that come up on more than one project where we're having to close the bridge, and people said, well, can't you just put a ferry in? And I was like, well, you kind of got to...
You say that, but the elevation wouldn't allow you to do that.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a good candidate. Like I said, it's more of a thing that people throw out there every time we talk about a big bridge. So.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anxious to see how your discussion comes over.
Yeah, I am.
Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've only got one court order to bring to you. It's an erroneous assessment. The abatement number is 204090. And the nightly rental paperwork had been sent out to them several times and returned. And finally, I think you got it back 10/15.
My understanding is they are not nightly rental. They do not.
They do not.
They do not plan to and never have it.
That's the understanding I got from the paperwork, yes.
Based upon that, I recommend Exhibit A to prove the abatement. The 22nd, 2018, October 22nd, 2018.
That's why, did you want to make that as a motion?
I made a motion to approve Exhibit A, abatement, October 22nd, 2018.
Second. Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
If it had been marked, this is just my statement as an issue, if it had been marked that they did not have been on any time, I would vote to deny it. I just want to make that. Okay. I've done some research and banking and that has, that'll be mine. And I've talked, and so I just want to let you know that is
the way. Say that again. So if it had been used as a nightly rental previous by the same owner?
if you had done all the things, notified them, they've been notified, they've got the increase note, everything, and they mark on that that they're used, that it's available for nightly rental, and they mark on that they're nice, and they come to it now, my vote will be to deny. That's just me.
Thank you.
We'll recess upstairs for executive session for 610-021.3 personnel.